Welcome back to the Pack-A-Day Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Reminder, the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis is coming up next from 9 to 11. Also, that highly anticipated Border Brouhaha Softball Slam, a spirited charity softball game set to take place this Sunday at the picturesque ABC Supply Stadium in Beloit, with proceeds benefiting Make-A-Wish Wisconsin. It's taking place. You're going to want to get out there. All-time leading scorer Mason Crosby will be joined by a future current Packers Hall of Fame wide receiver, Jordy Nelson, and other football stars and influencers, promising a thrilling afternoon of camaraderie and sportsmanship. Get your tickets over at skycarp.com. Joining us now over on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law, is the one and only Bill Huber. You can follow him on social media at Bill Huber NFL. Of course, Packers on SI does an unbelievable job covering the Packers. Bill, it's great to be chatting with you. How are you doing?
I'm great, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I know you are incredibly busy, of course, this time of year with training camp, so I appreciate you taking a few moments to talk some Packers with us. I'll start with an easy one for you. Initial gut reactions to the first 2 days of practices? I know there's no pads or anything yet, but what have been some of your key takeaways over these first couple days?
I would say Jordan's looked pretty good. Like, 2 days, I'm not going to, get too over the moon about anything, but I think Jordan's been pretty sharp. That number one secondary of Keyshawn Nixon and Nate Hobbs and Carrington Valentine and Bullard, however it shakes out among those spots. I mean, I don't think they have a lot, Andy, have they? I mean, you've been out there
too.
Yep. There's some nickel dimer stuff, but I don't know that Keyshawn's given up a catch. Hobbs maybe a couple, but I mean, he had the great pass breakup on the sideline yesterday in that third down period. So, again, it's early. It's really early, but, to me, the biggest question mark on the team is corner and how they line up there. And so far, so good, I would say.
Yeah, I was talking earlier. I've been impressed with Nate Hobbs so far. Like you said, I don't think Nixon's given up anything. Carrington Valentine's got a pick. Of course, McKinney, Omar Brown have got picks. So, yeah, that secondary has kind of been flying around so far. I've been pretty impressed by them as well. What do you make of the Isaiah Simmons? Again, we're caveating all of this with its 2 days in, understandably. But what do you make of the Isaiah Simmons kind of situation so far? There's been a lot of quotes in the locker room. I know Josh Jacobs kind of called him a unicorn. I believe Xavier McKinney said yesterday that he thinks he can play a big role in the defense. Like, this has been a pretty impressive start to the Isaiah Simmons experience in Green Bay.
Yeah, if I was a GM, I would have a guy like that on my roster every single year.
Every year.
Just go take a swing at guy. I mean, he's dirt cheap. Obviously, the potential's there. I'm going to side with McKinney. So locker room was closing yesterday. It's not a media day for McKinney. And he's just saying, hey, you got 1 minute for one question. Oh, yeah. I mean, he was like all on about talking about Isaiah Simmons. He's just so, it's the stupid, idiotic thing here, but he's just so big and fast, and he's been all over the field. Again, it's 2 days into things. I get it. But, man, oh, man, you can see why he was drafted where he was drafted. You can see, look, it's not like the guy's been a bust, Andy.
No.
I mean, you look at, I'm just a stat scouting report. It's not like I sat back and watched Xavier McKinney play with the Cardinals and Giants to kind of get a feel for it. But the numbers at the Cardinals for 2 years were freaking great. He is one of, and I'm going to make up the numbers here, I don't have them in front of me, but he's one of two players in that draft class who will have like 300 tackles and X number of tackles for losses and five interceptions. And if you put all of these things out there, it's him and Antoine Winfield are the two players in the draft class who have this set of numbers I looked up. I do think he's going to be, I don't know what they're going to do with him, Andy, because obviously they like McDuffie because they re-sign him. And obviously Walker and Cooper aren't going anywhere. So I don't know what they're going to do with him, but they'll find a way. He's just way too talented to not have on the field.
Yeah, I'm sure Rich Bisaccia is going to be excited as well about having him out there on special teams as well. Correct me if I'm wrong, but we heard in either minicamps, OTA, somewhere along the line from Matt LaFleur, maybe it was you who asked it even, but that he was asked if like they got basically like a scouting report or like some intel from Xavier McKinney on Isaiah Simmons of potentially bringing him in, and McKinney basically gave a pretty glowing report, which is why they were kind of partially interested in bringing him in. And obviously, again, so far that's been a good scouting report from Xavier McKinney. It's been working out so far. Again, very early.
Yeah, in fact, McKinney mentioned again yesterday. He just said he went to the GUI or someone in the front office and said, hey, this guy can help us. He's a value player, and again, they're not paying him anything. He's just so talented. There's got to be some, even if it's just you can play your base defense on second and eight rather than going in the nickel on second and eight, and then the team runs the ball for 5 yards against your undersized grouping. Maybe he just comes out there on second and longish, and you can still play base defense, but he's so darn fast that he can go drop in the coverage and kind of give you that nickel look without sacrificing.
One of the other players that we kind of talked about in our first segment today was Matthew Golden. You know, I think we've seen a couple of rookie moments, just him kind of going in motion, knowing his plays, things like that. But we also saw some really fun stuff yesterday, including that play where he juked out a couple players, got in the open field. We kind of got our first sign of what really fun Matthew Golden could look like yesterday.
Yeah, that was he juked. I think it was Kamal Haddon. And then then might have been Hopper after that. I could be wrong.
It was Hopper for sure. It might have been Gregory Jr. It's either Gregory Jr. or Kamal Haddon.
It definitely was Jr., yes. Look, that is not the Matthew Golden scouting report, right? I mean, just like the big picture, everyone focuses on the downfield plays and the 40 time. And like, that was not on the Matthew Golden scouting report. Again, not that people say he couldn't do it, but it wasn't like the big headline thing of what he could do. But yeah, he made two. Look, those guys are players, right? I mean, Junior's played a bunch of football. So it's not like he juked you and me out there. So that was something. And again, and I could be wrong here because, you know, I have one set of eyes like you do and you miss some stuff. But I don't recall that he's dropped a pass. On OTAs, minicamp.
He had the muff punt yesterday, but he hasn't dropped a pass.
Yeah, the muff punt, though. I mean, the punt returners are lined up like 20 yards too deep.
Correct.
You guys are moved away, so I don't even put that on him. That was coaching or whatever, or just lined up wrong. But I don't recall that he's dropped the pass when we've been out there. So yeah, and the guy gets open. Like he runs good routes. He is a polished dude, I would say.
You mentioned that we don't, we're only one set of eyes, right? Of course, we're talking to Bill Huber, NFL on social media, and of course, Packers on SIs, where you can find all of his incredible work. I just want to, take a moment to appreciate you, because I was talking to Paul Brettel about this the other day. You know, when I'm going through to do my final recap on a show or whatever, like getting some of the viewpoints from what you put out there, because again, it's just, we can't catch everything. What you do out there every day, your article is absolutely must read after every single Packers training camp. I know it is for me personally, but really, again, appreciate the work that you put in. And again, if anyone's not checking out Bill's work over on Packers on SI, it's well worth it. So really appreciate the work that you put in, because I know it helps me a lot when I'm kind of putting my final notes together for everything. Speaking of which, you obviously had your day two article yesterday. What were kind of your player of the day? What were, again, some of your key takeaways from day two?
Yeah, I put Hobbs as player of the day, and not that he was like overwhelmingly great the entire day. I just like that he jumped offside on a third down play, and then the next third down play, he broke up a pass. It's like, that's what you need. I mean, again, it was good on good. He made that line. He also had might have been a swing pass to Jacobs early in practice, and he was just all over it. Again, I don't know that he's given much, certainly nothing downfield at all. He's been, again, it's 2 days, everything. It's 2 days, I get it. But, and I was as big of a question about that signing as anybody. I mean, he is like 21st in the league in cornerback pay, like annual salary. So it's like they're paying this guy to be a corner for a guy who's never been a number one corner. But you look at Goody's track record in free agency, like when he spent money, he's got it right every single time. And again, it's super early, but it seems to be trending that way here again too.
Well, it's remarkable, and I'm kind of glad that you brought that up too. Yesterday, Christian Wilkins was released. He was a 2024 free agent signing. Bryce Huff got $17 million per year from the Philadelphia Eagles. He's already gone from that team. The Kirk Cousins contract in Atlanta. Adam Schefter posted this out, but Jonah Jackson got $17 million. He's gone from his team. Gabe Davis got $13 million, gone from his team. Gardner Minshew got $12.5 million, I believe, gone from his team. Chidobe Awuzie got $12 million. Like, these players have all been traded or released after one season that were huge free agent signings just a year ago. In that same class, Green Bay got Xavier McKinney and Josh Jacobs. To your point, their pro personnel department, outside of, I guess, maybe Jimmy Graham in that first year, which did not give them what they wanted, man, they really have not missed. They have been unbelievable. Whether it's, again, the Isaiah Simmons and Rasul Douglas off of practice squad, Keyshawn Nixon as a one-year vet minimum type signing when he first came in, or whether it's the big Xavier McKinney, Z'Darrius Smith, Preston Smiths, and those players, like they've just been unbelievable with their free agent signings. Again, knock on wood here.
Yeah, and you got to, right? If you're not going to sign a bunch of guys all the time, and you're never drafting in the top 10 to go get those guys, you better nail it when you do it. And he's been unbelievable. Like you can't knock what he's done there. It's been like you mentioned with the Keyshawn Nixon signing. I mean, who cared about the Keyshawn Nixon signing in the moment, right?
Yeah,
okay, well, it's a depth cornerback, whatever, and here he is. He's a starting quarterback, and look, maybe he's never going to be a number one corner, whatever, right? For what he is and for what you got him for, he's been an unbelievable player. A huge asset to that team.
So, Bill, what do you make? I know it's kind of the number one conversation and storyline out there. What do you kind of make of this Elgton Jenkins decision? We got to hear from Goody on day one. It's a back injury, allegedly, with the non-football injury list. And apparently, once the back injury's cleared up, he's going to be out there. We buying what Goody's selling, or is this kind of GM speak, or are you just in general, how are we feeling about this Elgton situation?
Yeah, I don't know. Look, I've tried to get somewhere on it, and I've gotten nowhere on it. Probably, maybe his back would feel better with the contract.
Sure.
Here's a couple of Tylenol and a signing bonus for you. Again, I literally have no idea if it's a legit thing or not. I guess I'll give it the benefit of the doubt, right?
When you look at
the contract that he was given, this contract, this year it's fine. It's next year where he's going to make an astronomical amount of money. Well, I mean, that contract, it was written that way to beef up his average salary so everybody looked good, and was meant to spur renegotiation. And I understand that he's going to be 30, and I understand the hesitancy, but I think offensive line is different, Andy. There's a million offensive linemen in this league who are 30, 31, 33, and they play really good football. I don't think it's the same as signing a 30-year-old running back. I think Elgton Jenkins at age 30 is just fine. And Elgton Jenkins, if you're going to give him a contract extension at age 32, he's going to be perfectly good. I don't get all hooked up over, right? I think they'll figure it out. And again, just because of the way the contract is written, I think it's in everybody's best interest to do something here.
Well, it's sort of one of these interesting contract paradoxes where the Packers are going to say, hey, you have 2 years left on your deal. We're not going to renegotiate because you have those 2 years left. And I'm sure his agent and Elton are looking at it like, yeah, we have next year, but it's not really next year because we know you're not going to probably keep him on that deal. So just kind of an interesting juxtaposition.
Yep, and so you get the plans to let him walk next year, and now you got to go draft a center again, right? It's just to me, just extend him, find a good spot financially, and just get it done. He's too valuable, and I've just never been a big fan of creating holes in your lap when you don't need to.
Yeah, it certainly seems like there would be some, advantageous steps for both sides to take. Again, we're joined by Bill Huber. Bill Huber, NFL on social media. Again, Packers on SI. Before I get you out of here, Bill, pads are going to come on in a couple days here. Obviously, that kind of changes everything up. As pads come on, what are you going to kind of be looking for that's maybe a little bit different for where we're at right now, where these are, just shorts and, it's just a little bit different?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot less ball watching for me. It's all I do in these is just watch the ball because that's kind of the practice it is. Now it's going to be, as hard as it's going to be to go watch Aaron Banks, right? Because it's going to be in the big pile in the middle. But I want to see Aaron Banks. I want to see if Van Ness can beat Rashid Walker. It's the physical stuff. And, we talked about Isaiah Simmons here at the start. That's one thing Josh Jacobs said. He wants to see the physicality part of it. Well, so do I. So, yeah, it's time to go play some real football. And now it's less football watch or chase the ball watching with your eyes and kind of looking at the trenches or the physicality part of it. So, yeah, it's... Real football's finally here, Andy. We're almost here. Monday's the day.
Almost here, yeah. In OTAs, mini camps, early training camp, it's not even worth watching offensive line or defensive line play, and then those pads go on, and that changes very, very quick. So I know I'm looking forward to it, and I'm sure you are as well. Bill, where can we find all of your incredible work? Any articles that you want to plug on the way out, or I'll just give you the floor at the moment.
No, I'm at SI.com. Just follow me on X. You can find all my... shamelessly link all my crap all the time. So I'm there, and like you mentioned, I have my big training camp wrap up of every day. It's 8 zillion words. So if your boss doesn't mind reading at work, take a half hour of your work day up.
It's worth it, whether it's at work, at home, on your carpool to school or wherever. Definitely go out and read it. It is worth it every single day, not just the recaps, but everything that Bill's putting out. It's must read if you're a Packers fan. So Bill, appreciate you a ton. I'll see you out at practice today, and hopefully we can do this again soon.
Sounds good. Take care, Andy. Bye.
I appreciate you. That is Bill Huber. Thank you for joining us on the Fan Guest Hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Again, make sure to follow him at Bill Huber NFL. This is the Packaday Radio Show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. We'll be right back right after this.